Gulfstream to expand in Georgia, Florida and Israel to partner on space research, and Bombardier to test its carbon fiber wing. This is AeroNews for Wednesday, January 22, 2014. I'm Glenn Moyer. Gulfstream Aerospace plans to expand its service center at the Brunswick Golden Isles Airport in Brunswick, Georgia. The company signed a lease with the Brunswick and Glenn County Development Authority to develop a $25 million, 110,000-square-foot maintenance, repair, and overhaul facility near its two existing hangars. The expansion is expected to create 100 additional jobs, a 50% increase in the size of Gulfstream Brunswick's current workforce. Groundbreaking is slated for later this year, with construction scheduled to be completed by May 2015. Gulfstream Brunswick, located about 75 miles south of Gulfstream headquarters in Savannah, Georgia, has been a company site since 1992. It is home to a service center and completions facility spread over approximately 55,000 square feet of hangar space. In 2013, its employees serviced more than 150 aircraft. The service center is a certified FAA, EASA, and Transport Canada repair station. Gulfstream is also expanding its Savannah facilities through a $500 million seven-year plan that has already resulted in more than 2,500 new Gulfstream jobs in the past 3 years. This month, Space Florida and Israel's Industrial Center for Research and Development, on behalf of the Israeli Chief Scientist Office, issued a joint request for proposals, or RFP, for research and development projects sponsored by companies in both states. In October 2013, the states of Florida and Israel formed a $2 million joint industrial research funding program to support research, development, and commercialization of aerospace and technology projects that benefit both states. Within the RFP, Israeli and Florida-based companies are asked to present cooperative proposals, which will be jointly vetted for feasibility, and research funding will be awarded to companies demonstrating the most promising partnerships, those that demonstrate near-term potential for commercialization and economic benefit to both states. Applicants must present a proposal that incorporates joint R&D projects in one of the following technological fields: satellite communication, small satellite technology and small launch vehicles, nanomaterials and coatings for space applications, microgravity research tied to human life sciences, unmanned aerial systems, micro and nano robotics, and other space and aerospace related research. Space Florida regularly conducts international trade missions to partner with countries that have similar technological capabilities and needs. Israel, in particular, is known for its successful international joint research initiatives with the UK, India, and Italy, for example, and has strengths in many technological R&D areas. Moog Industrial Group has been selected by Bombardier Aerospace Belfast to supply an aerospace test system to undertake a full-scale structural test on the C-Series aircraft advanced carbon fiber wing. The system will be used to carry out fatigue testing of the composite structures of the wing. This testing forms part of the C-Series aircraft certification test program. Bombardier Aerospace Belfast, which is responsible for the design, manufacture, and assembly of the C-Series aircraft advanced composite wings, has manufactured a wing to facilitate these fatigue tests. This is similar to the production article, but without the wingtip systems and control surfaces. Fancy a bit of adventure in an exotic land? Well, fly in to serve others a twice-a-year volunteer experience to deliver much-needed supplies and support for island projects conducted by Bahamas Habitat is anything but predictable. That's the nature of the Bahamas and the opportunity to serve. Open to both pilots and passengers with a passion for service, the four-day event begins Thursday, February 20th, with lunch in Orlando, Florida, the fly-in launching pad. After a check-in, the group takes flight, arriving in time for a beautiful Bahamian sunset. Friday's workday has teams doing everything from painting a house to repairing electrical circuitry. Saturday, teams finish up and then take the afternoon off for a little sightseeing. Participants return to Florida on Sunday. The registration fee covers accommodations at Mission Base, the Bahamas Methodist Habitat's Camp Simonetti, with most meals. You can check it all out at bahamashabitat.org. Members of the British Parliament serving on the Commons Transport Select Committee have opened an investigation into an accident involving a helicopter carrying offshore oil workers back in August. Four people on board the Super Puma were fatally injured when it went down in the North Sea. The committee members traveled to Aberdeen in Scotland to gain further evidence from the accident, which was the fifth in 4 years, according to the BBC. The committee will hold an open evidence session next Monday at Aberdeen University, according to the report. They will also meet with aircraft manufacturers and operators. The Super Puma was transporting oil workers to the Shetland Isles when it went down. Twin Arrow News continues. Sleeping Beauty awakens in deep space. Building a plane with 3D printing. And crowdfunding a lunar lander.
Diamond Aircraft's new DA-40 Diamond Star XL includes all popular Diamond options, combined with the sensational new Garmin GFC700 Autopilot, a higher performance power plant, and increased gross weight. This makes the Diamond Star XL the perfect choice for affordable personal flying. The Diamond Star XL features equipment and enhancements that increase performance, capability, safety, convenience, and comfort. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3220.
ADS-B will be mandatory for most aircraft by 2020 in the United States. But you can benefit from ADS-B today with the Bendix King KT-74 Mode S Transponder. The KT-74 meets the global mandates for ADS-B out when attached to a suitable WASP GPS and is plug-and-play, slide-in replacement for the Bendix King KT-76AC and KT-78A transponders.
Cub Crafters is unique in that we can design, prototype, and certify, and put into production an aircraft. There aren't very many companies in the world that can make that claim.
For more information on Cub Crafters aircraft, including the popular Carbon Cub, visit cubcrafters.com.
Aero News continues now for Wednesday, January 22nd. I'm Glenn Moyer. It was a fairy tale ending to a tense chapter in the story of the Rosetta space mission when the European Space Agency heard from its distant Rosetta spacecraft for the first time in 31 months. Rosetta is chasing down Comet 67P, Churyumov-Gerasimenko, where it will become the first space mission to rendezvous with a comet, the first to attempt a landing on a comet's surface, and the first to follow a comet as it swings around the sun. Operating on solar energy alone, Rosetta was placed into a deep space slumber in June of 2011 as it cruised out to a distance of nearly 800 million kilometers from the warmth of the sun, out beyond the orbit of Jupiter. Now, as Rosetta's orbit has brought it back to within, well, only 673 million kilometers from the sun, there is enough solar energy to power the spacecraft fully again. Toward the end of May, the spacecraft will execute a major maneuver to line up for its critical rendezvous with the comet in August. After rendezvous, Rosetta will start with 2 months of extensive mapping of the comet's surface and will also make important measurements of the comet's gravity, mass, and shape, and assess its gaseous, dust-laden atmosphere, or COMA. Using these data, scientists will choose a landing site for the mission's probe. The landing is currently scheduled for November the 11th. And will be the first time that a landing on a comet has ever been attempted. BAE Systems Regional Aircraft has designed and achieved EASA Form 1 certification approval for an aircraft part for the BAE-146 regional jetliner using innovative new 3D printing technology. The part is a plastic window breather pipe used as a vent to stop condensation from forming on cabin windows. These pipes were originally made by injection molding in plastic, but the tooling that had been used by the supplier was no longer available. New tooling would have cost $23,000 and involved several months' lead time and a further 2 months to produce the parts. 3D printing not only saved the tooling cost and the time, but the actual parts cost 60% less than the traditional method. 300 of the window vent pipes were made, and these are now in stock at Regional Aircraft's Weybridge Spares Warehouse and are being shipped to customers for use as they require on in-service aircraft. Penn State's Lunar Lion team, the only university-led team in the Google Lunar XPRIZE competition, has gone live with a crowdfunding campaign on Rocket Hub. The goal? To raise $406,536 toward the design and build of a prototype of its Lunar Lion moon lander that will land on the moon by December 2015, the deadline for Google's Lunar XPRIZE. The campaign runs through February 24th. Using at least 90% private funding, the Lunar Lion will land on the moon, transmit video and images back to Earth, move 500 meters to another spot on the moon, and repeat the video image transmission, all by the end of 2015. I wonder, could I fund my overseas vacation using crowdfunding? I'm pretty sure there are some people who would pay to see me leave the country. I'm Glenn Moyer. Thanks as always for listening. You're now cleared for departure.